Let's talk to Jordan Hamilton, Canadian forward for the Columbus Crew. He's also a member of MLS's Black Players for Change Alliance. Hey, Jordan, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Hi, no problem.
So we discussed just off the top of the show the demonstration before the opening match yesterday. Obviously, you were involved in the planning for that thing. What did you think of how it actually looked?
I think it came together pretty well. I think the timing showed how long of a time 8 minutes can be, and that's how long George Floyd had a foot on his neck. So I think we got our point across, and I think it was a beautiful demonstration of unity.
Yeah, how much talk among players and among the league happened beforehand to kind of decide what and how you were going to execute what we saw yesterday?
Yeah, I think we planned it maybe starting a month ago. Or like as soon as while the protests were going on, we were all getting on Zoom calls, trying to put together ideas of and seeing what's politically correct and t-shirts and whatnot, and just putting everything together through Zoom with all the Black players in the league, and I think it worked out pretty well.
So. Maybe clarify that with us, because that was our part of our conversation as well off the top of the show, saying you wanted to make sure it was politically correct. Were there guidelines handed to you by MLS? Were there things that were maybe controversial that you didn't want to say? What do you mean when you say you were looking at things that were politically correct?
The MLS was very supportive, kind of gave us the green light to do whatever we thought was necessary, and they showed full support. So they were fully on board with whatever we wanted to do, and we just wanted to do something that would get the message across and just in the right way without being too controversial and get the right message across.
How has it been received? What have you heard from other athletes? What have you seen socially? Because in a way, you still are putting yourself out there.
I've anything I've read or heard has been positive. I thought it was a good demonstration, and like I said, I thought we showed a lot of unity and just that there will be a change within the league and hopefully within the world.
Is there going to be something before every game, or was that just that, before the tournament gets underway, you wanted to do something of that magnitude?
Well, I think that was just the main statement, just before the first game, to have all the Black players and staff members come out and show unity. And I think before the New York game just now, I think that they kneeled again, just the players, but That was the main statement, I'm pretty sure.
So you're a member of the MLS's Black Players for Change Alliance and Coalition. Aside from showing the unity in the support, what are you guys looking to get done? What are the tangible things that you want to see changed within the sport and within society?
Just give Black players a voice, I'm not a part of the board, but I'm a Black player in MLS, and I try to take part in all the calls and stuff just to keep myself informed. But they just want a voice in the league, right? Because we don't really have representation. I think the NFL has a Black Players Coalition, so I think we're following in their footsteps, and They just want a voice, and they just want to be heard. And with everything going on in the world and in America right now, I think it's a perfect time to get it together and just show that we're willing to.
talking to Jordan Hamilton, Canadian forward for the Columbus Crew. You're still waiting to play your first game, Jordan. It's been a very weird start to this bubble, right? We've had games canceled. We've had teams withdraw. We don't still know what's going to happen with Nashville. They've had 9 positive tests, and Dallas had 10 and removed themselves from this tournament. How do you feel from, like, a safety level down there?
It's a scary thing, right? The virus, some people can get it and be in the hospital, and some people can get it and not feel anything, right? So it's a very strange thing. The protocol the league has in place and the hotel, they've really made a genuine effort, I would say, to have everything feel safe. And, you know, a lot of guys are just happy to be back playing soccer. Me personally, you know, I don't have a girlfriend or a child or a family. So, I mean, I obviously have a family like back home, but not someone that relies on me. And so it for me personally, I'm happy to be back playing soccer, but for somebody who has a child and a wife, it can be something that I can't speak on and a feeling that I can't speak on. So, yeah, it's a weird one for some people for sure, but at the end of the day, it's a job too, right?
100%. The extended Hamilton family was like, "Excuse me, what do you mean you don't have a family?
We're not family."
Yeah.
Dog, you got to keep it real. No, I mean this is. I mean, we're living through a history lesson, to be quite honest, and this is uprooting many lives and businesses and economies. And what's this been like for you as an athlete, you know, coming up to, if not in your physical prime, getting ready for a season that starts and then stops? Now you're in this tournament for maybe a short time or a long time, and then you kind of still don't really know what's going to happen with the rest of the season. Just mentally, what has this entire process been like for you?
You know, it's been difficult, obviously, because you go into a preseason and you prepare for the season, and then you play 2 games, and then all of a sudden it's over pretty much for 2 to 3 months. For me personally, I was just by myself every day in a town that I'm not overly familiar with like no family and friends. So I just kind of used the time to kind of like look myself in the mirror at what I need to improve with myself and just really attacked it, because I had the time to, and with nothing else to do, you know, I'm not just going to sit there and waste 2 or 3 months. So I just really focused on my body and mind, and I think I came out better for it. So as I've seen a lot of other athletes have done as well, I mean, you look around different sports and you see guys change their bodies or whatever they felt was necessary to make themselves a better player. And I think I also did that over the time of the quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah, Marc Gasol is a male model now. So, yeah. No, you're right. A lot of guys have used this time wisely. So, Jordan, social media loves the pictures of the meals guys are getting in the bubble. The NBA, we've had so much discourse about the boxed meal that they got. Before that, it was you guys and the sandwiches in the box. And yes, we understood that perhaps it would be different after the 12-hour quarantine period. How is the food? Give us the skinny on the food, Jordan.
Oh, man. Well, let's just say I had Uber Eats for the first time last night, and it was finished in maybe 5 minutes.
What was the order?
But sometimes it's not horrible, honestly, but sometimes it is pretty bad. But they're trying, you know. You just gotta kind of maybe go overkill on the salt and pepper a bit just to give it but I mean, it's fuel, right? At the end of the day, we're training hard, so it's just, you got to just look at it as fuel at some point, and just kind of get over it, right? Because it is what it is, and it's not going to be perfect, but it, yeah. I mean, that's it. That's what I could say, pretty much.
We got to FedEx you some hot sauce and some Diana sauce just to be able to add a little flavor to your situation.
Yeah, so, I saw one player brought a portable stovetop and a pen and some seasoning. I was like, wow, what a great idea.
I think we found like some content for you. You could like, you know, have your own little cooking special throughout your time in the bubble. One of the things we've heard from Major League Baseball players is we were told that this is going to be a certain way, a certain situation, and it hasn't been that way across the board. Have there been some things that you thought were going to be the case and haven't? And on the flip side, have there been some things that you were surprised about the level that they're at when you thought they weren't going to be as good?
Honestly, I'm pretty pleased with the hotel and the amenities they've put together. I mean, I think every team has 3 lounge rooms with different things for guys to do, like ping pong, arcade games, or PlayStations, poker tables. Like they've really put effort into giving guys things to do, and the fields are amazing. I mean, it's Florida, so the grass is top notch, and it just honestly just feels good to be out playing again. So I'm happy personally with the things that they've gone overboard to try and make guys feel like they have stuff to do. But this is coming from a 24-year-old, so there's other guys who might feel differently. So this is just my opinion on it. But I'm happy with it.
Yeah, no, that's great. We are talking to Jordan Hamilton, Canadian forward for the Columbus Crew. And Jordan, also a member of the MLS's Black Players for Change Alliance and Coalition. So what safeguards are in place to keep guys on the compound? Because we understand, like, you're in the you know, Disney Wild World of Sports compound there, but you're in the middle of a state in which it's been an absolute disaster when it comes to the disease. Mm-hmm. I mean, I imagine there's not a lot of guys that are like, hey, you know what? Let's go out into that cesspool of the virus right now. Is that all it takes, or is there actually something in place to make sure guys don't go there? What's the situation?
I mean, I can tell you, because that's the last thing I want to do, and because I think guys see the positive testing and what the effect it can have on your team and on you personally, because guys want to play, right? So one positive test, and I think you're out for 2 weeks, which is maybe half of the tournament already. So I don't think personally guys would try and leave. Just solely because of the risk associated with, obviously in Orlando, you see on the news every day that there's over 5,000 cases every day almost. So it's a pretty crazy thing to witness. But at the same time, we're secluded over here in this part of Disney World, and I personally haven't tried to leave outside of going to the bus to go to practice, so I don't know what's in place, but I imagine that guys wouldn't be naive enough to try and do that.
How close are you to the NBA guys? Can you see them from where you are? Like, do you know what's going on over there?
I have no idea where they are. This is, I think, the last time I was at Disney World was 15 for TFC's preseason, but so I'm not too familiar with the layout, but I'm sure that once we start going in for games and inside the locker areas and stuff, we'll see them, because I'm pretty sure the locker room area is in the gymnasium where they play basketball. So maybe we'll start to see them, but I haven't seen any of them personally, but it would be cool to.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can give us an update on that when you do. Jordan, appreciate the time. Yeah, keep doing the Uber Eats thing. Just a lot of salt and pepper. That makes a whole lot of sense. If I learned anything from Seinfeld and Frank Costanza, yeah, that can make any food edible. Just throw a lot of spices on it. Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.